why Narad was unable to write all these things.
Yes.
There was something hidden. And that was when he was not fully surrendered to Narad. He was thinking himself something and also taking shelter of Narad. He was thinking that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, having all appearances. How he can tell lie? How he can steal any way for another, curd and yogurt? How a gopi can control him? How Krishna, being Supreme Personality, he will come from the womb of anyone. It is absurd. And why he will message the feet of gopis and tell that I cannot repay you? He had no idea of this. So you should say, a personality like Vyas, without the help of fully surrendered, he cannot realize all these things. So when he took shelter fully in the lotus feet of his Gurudev, very qualified, knowing all these truths, and then by his mercy he realized. And then he wrote all these things. You know, there was a transcendental kavi, poet, Jayadev Goswami. He wanted to write all these things, but her heart was trembling by fear. How he can message the Lord's feet of Radhika? He could not write. We cannot imagine all these things without surrender. Nowadays, we hear that Narayan Maharaj is lessening,
minimizing
Prabhupada. Why? Because Narayan Maharaj is telling that, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, was omniscient. Omniscient?
Yes, omniscient.
Right. How it can be? Or Prabhupada was not omniscient.
Omniscient.
So why he is telling like this? He does not know that I am glorifying him. If anyone telling that he was not omniscient, what meaning? He was like ordinary or mortal
being.
Human.
He was surely omniscient. They tell like this. If he was omniscient, then why he could not know that his all disciples will fall down from top to bottom, all like. And even he initiated them, and even he gave sannyas, then how he can be omniscient? I told them that he was omniscient, like Krishna. Krishna knows everything. But why he did? Jogmaya covered his knowledge to test all these things. So Swami Maharaj is omniscient. He wanted to give anyhow a drop of that high class of transcendental love and affection to them. Anyhow, they should come in relation, knowing that they are not qualified. And he gave Harinam, but not knowing the glory of name, very powerful. And same, Harikatha is powerful. Even it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, or Vyas wrote after his guru met, and he wrote, Dharma swanishyatang punsang visvakasen kathasuja notpaden yadiratim
swama eva hi kevalam.
Oh, you are chanting, remembering, doing so many activities. But you have no honor for, no taste for hearing Hari Katha, pastimes of Krishna. Then, after some days, you must fall down. Anyone cannot check. But if you have taste in Hari Katha, then your name will be transcendental gradually. Your all these services will be transcendental. And you cannot fall down. So, first hear Hari Katha. Why Krishna told so many lies? Mother, I have not eaten butter or stolen butter. Why he told a lie like this? There is something very deep meaning. Why he did all these things? Why he killed so many demons? Why? If Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, even demons are also what? The part and parcel of him. So why he is going to kill them? Oh, we'll have to understand. He is not going to kill. He never killed anyone. What did? He
purified them.
Purified them. And gave transcendental, real, constitutional body to them. And they went to Golok Vrindavan.
Only he changed their dress.
He changed rotten dresses to very beautiful, transcendental dresses. This is the thing. Those who don't know all these things, they will tell that he killed so many devils. I never tell like this. What I tell? He purified Agasun, not liberation also. Unhone unka udhar kiya.
He delivered them.
Delivered them by these things. Never he killed anyone. Never. He never kills. How he killed anyone's soul?
No.
What is this body? Rotten. And this is like a jail. Punishment. Oh, Krishna took it. So Swamiji knew everything. He was omniscient. He knew all these things that they are not qualified. But even he gave some relation that in future very soon, if they are not making any offenses, Nama Parad and Vaishnava Parad, very soon they will come in this line. And that is why you are all coming in that line. At that time you were chaste brahmacharis and chaste brahmacharini. I know all. But anyhow, we became weak and you are in worldly life, no harm. I think that if anyone taking renounce order, even chanting name also, but offending Vaishnava, they are what?
Bogus
thing. Even taking sannyas. But those who are in family life, chanting, remembering, very humble. And that is why you are coming. It is the mercy of Swamiji. He knew. So, he was surely ominous. I am not minimizing him. Perhaps you will be one
opinion with me.
He was surely. If a guru is not omniscient, how he can be guru? This is the quality of guru to know these things. He will know the heart of disciple. And then he gives so many things. So, he was omniscient. He was qualified. He knew that this will be done. Krishna knew that after me, whole dynasty of Jadav will be destroyed by this. And even he was doing this thing. Why? Because he knew that any one of Jadav will not be killed. or they are transcendental. But Yoga Maya will play like this. So even they were fighting each together and put to death, all died. But Krishna was very grave. Why?
Calm and quiet.
Oh, he was omniscient. He knew everything. By this, I will send all my
associates
to Golok Vrindavan. And next day, next moment, we will meet there. So why to? Why? If you are all with me, going anywhere that you came from San Diego here, no? When we were departing, we are not sad that we are going with Maharaj here. So in this way. So in association, we can know so many deep things. And if you are
constantly
doing association with high class of us, so many new things will know and you will be very strong. Today, Gaur Premanandiyo. Try to observe all these things in your heart. Like very costly jewels. And it will help you so much. There is no any other means by which you can be happy in this world. Only this. Chanting of name and hearing katha. First hearing. Shramanam, then kirtanam. Without hearing, no chanting so much, but you should chant. Hear this and go on. Kaur Premanandiyo.
No.
I think that there will be some
performance, some musical performance. Ah,
they should do. You should quickly do. You can hear from them. At once, so many evidence. So you should be. Then you will be strong. Otherwise, you cannot be strong. So you should. You have chance, you should do. Don't see back. Back, you know?
Behind you.
Don't
look past. What is the meaning? Worldly life. This world is in back now. For others, it is in front. But for devotees, any proof?
Kurveti asa bhulinu sokala seva sukha payamani.
No. In Srimad Bhagavatam? She always lives behind Maya.
Maya chapa tadapasrayam.
Maya tata apasrayam. She cannot come in front of Krishna. And devotees are always in front of Krishna. So Maya cannot come. In front of devotees, who are pure devotees. She will dance. She will try to attract from behind. And from those who can do like this. Those who want to be far away from devotees, what is the meaning? They don't want to come in front of Krishna. And they want to be attached with Maya. If Vaishnavas are abusing, giving slaps, insulting even, you should see that, this is the mercy. Even North gave a cost to
money.
And what became? Miracle. He became the associate of Krishna. So many examples are there. So we should try to know. In any way, in any circumstances, you should not give up the association of high class of Vaishnavas. Never, never. Don't be self-killer, hunter, or anything. Always. But अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरु